test on the base. Omar Rabbe by the small Aleph of the Bach. Omar Rabbe Barav Hune, the Bach is another Girse, Rabovin, Barav Hune, Marim Odom Alamishameres, Beyontiv, Litlis Borimoinim. Even though we learned in the Mishnah that Ein Toilin Hamishameres, the one is not permitted to be Toil Hamishameres, but no, in Yontiv, you're allowed to put into a tluya, but you're not allowed to be toila meshameres. So there's an oifen harome that a person is mutter to do. Marim odam ala shameres biyontiv, litla is borimoinim. That the purpose he's putting the meshameres is not to be mesane and shmorim. No, the purpose is he wants to put rimoinim on it. He wanted that, like this, he had an open chavis. So he wants to put remoinim on top of it, so therefore he puts a meshameres, litlis bo remoinim. V'toyle bo shmorim. And afterwards, now the meshameres is on already, so we had a klal that noisin l'soich hatluya, a person is allowed to put into a meshameres that's totally already. So memeila v'toyle bo shmorim. Omar Ravashi, obo v'hu v'tolo bo remoinim. But this is only mutter if when he put on the mishameres, he put right away rimoinim on it. Then this is mutter. Let us see Rashi. Marim odom al mishameres biyontif, l'rabonon da omri ein toilen es a mishameres biyontif. V'okimne de taimos, Rashi shit is lav mishum oil. The heter is not als oil. Ela mishum uvda de chel. The iser is not als oil. If this would be als oil, so remoinim would not be a trufe. Now the iser is als uvde dechel. It seems he wants to be mishama. So memela, that's the uvde dechel. Is marim v'toila oisa letzoyrech remoinim. He's not putting it there to be mishama. He's putting it to hold up the remoinim. The lav uvde dechel nino. It's not an uvde dechel. Oh, misanin bo shmorim. Now we can be misanin shmorim. Hoyol benitlis. Now that it is hanging already, so that can be misanin shmorim. Domrina noisnin litluya biyontev. If it is totally already, so one is allowed to put shmorim in yontev. That's called a tzayach haichol nefesh. That's the efshel asoysim erev yontev. So Ravashi said, vuhu detoli bo rimoinim. Bereshe. But first, before he's mishamer the shmorim, he has to first be toile bo remoinim. The muchach milse, the meikore lav lishmorim talye. So his actions show that the tliye of the mishameres was litlis bo remoinim, because he does that right away. So the chiddush is, and that's how we'll understand the gemara's kasha, that Ravashi was machadish, it is not sufficient that, let's say, he'll put up the mishameres, and he'll put the shmorim there, and later he'll go and put remoinim, and we'll say, achiyach soifay al tchilosay, that the reason he put it up was for to hold the remoinim, and in the meantime, he's putting the shmorim there. No, Ravashi says that you have to, and the whole heter is, if you show right away that the purpose you are doing this is for davar hetter, then the harom is muta. The muchach mil bereishe, the muchach mil said the mikore lav lishmorim talya. So the only hetter is if he puts the remoinim right away, and then he's permitted to put shmorim. Frekti gemore, maishna mahodis anye, matilin sheicha b'moyed letzoyrech hamoyed. A person is permitted to make sheicha b'moyed letzoyrech hamoyed. Shaloi letzayrech hamoed also. But if he's making sheicha, shaloi letzayrech hamoed it is also. Echot sheicha tmorim, ve'echot sheicha soirem. The chiddush is sheicha soirem, even though it's a big tirche, but letzayrech hamoed it's muta. Now, the Baraisa says a chiddush. Af al pi sheyesh lohem yoshon, even though he has old beer already, Marim, he's allowed to make arome, and now he goes and makes new beer. Vishaisa minachodosh, and he drinks from the Nubim. So what's the Gemara? Kasha, let us see Rashi. B'moyed, b'chayle shal moyed. Marim v'shoyse min ha-chodosh, alme b'loy shumay choche muter laharim. So what is pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara's kasha is as follows. That b'emesin, this person, what is the harom? He's making it shaloy l'tzayrach ha-moyed. But the harom is that since he's going to drink from some of it, b'moyed v'shoyse min ha-chodosh, so Mamela, so his actions seem that he's doing it with Tzarech HaMoyed, so Mamela Haram is Mutter. But when do we see that he's going to derive benefit from it, the Moyed? B'shas, after it becomes beer. B'shas is Matilim Sheikho, B'shas is the process of making the Sheikho. There you don't see any Haychoche whatsoever that he's doing it with Tzarech HaMoyed. The Eichoche L'Tzeich HaMoyed, you see later, after it became beer, and now we drank a glass of beer, some emela, now we see that this was L'Tzeich HaMoyed. So you see from this halacha, you say, Heichiach Soifoy Al Tchilosoy, that even though B'Shas Tahatolos HaSheicho, that it was not Muchach B'Chlal that he's doing it L'Tzeich HaMoyed, but if later he'll drink from the Sheicho, so that is sufficient. So Eichoche later is also sufficient. And for the Gemara, Hosom leimuchecha milse. Hoche muchecha milse. Zogt Rashi, Hosom la muchecha milse. The milse di suri. There you don't see the Issa in front of you. The Royaime, for you see a person making beer in Chalamoid, Lutzeyach Hamoidu. She'ain akel yoidim she'yesh loy min hayoshim. So memele, everyone doesn't know that he has min hayoshim. So memele, the pula mitzad atzmoy, or the ritva's moisiv, could be he likes chodosh better than yoshim. She'yoshim alone is also not of gefrei. So memele, his actions are not actions shel iser. So here we could say that if he could say here, chiyach soife al tchilosai. But here, the stam toile mishameres l'shmarimu toile. A person puts a mishameres on a keli. So the normal reason for this procedure is to be mishamer. And that is also hatsub to the chel. V'hi lo yoiv v'rimoinim v'reishel atzniye ba'alme ki yoiv v'shmo muchach v'loch italyas. If he won't do a pa'ula right away, to show that the reason of the Shmarim, the reason of the Mishameres is for Rimoinim, so Memele, then it is also. Gav Ulche, the Chsam Sofer, and the Tshuva brings a raya from this Gemara, that Amilse de Harome is Mutter Afilu by an Isser de Arai, so we're speaking about Meleches Chalamoid, that Leitada Paiskim, it's also in a Torah, Vafal Pikein, this Harome is Mutter, since he drinks from it, in Moyed, so it would seem that it's Tzarech HaMoyed. Even though you saw this is only Harome, the Ike Kavona was Take Shalei Tzarech HaMoyed. Omru Lei Rabbonon L'Ravashi Chozim Ma'ar Haitzu V'Mei Rabbonon V'Rav Hune B'Rab Chevon Shmei, the Talmud Chochim, V'Omru Lo Rav Hune B'Rab Chalvon Shmei. The Shokol Borod V'Tume, he goes and he takes a piece of knobel, umonach bebarzo de dano, and he goes, there was a hole in the chavis, and he goes and he stuffs up the hole with this piece of knobel, va'oma latznuyi kamechavne, and he says, ah, this is a good place to preserve the knobel, it seems the reich of the yain will help preserve it, so he wants to preserve it there, that's why he's putting it there. So with this nusach, it's sufficient. One thing. Ba'ozel v'noyim b'mavre. Shabbos, he goes and lays down on a ship. He goes to the ship and they get shlof and look over Shabbos. Ba'ova lahach gise. And then the person is on the ship. Eves nishkan chochmes. He's a ferryman. So he goes over on the other side. B'sayyeh Peri, then he wakes up, of all things, he wakes up on the other side of the river. And he goes, and he shomer his peiris. V'omar anol emeinam kom mechavne. That he was mechavne to sleep. It was a very breezy place on the ship. It was open in the... And lemeinam kom mechavine. P'sazoye, p'sameir di kemaise. Omar lohu. So Ravashi told him, harome kamret. Harome bidarabononi. This is a harome by an isa darabonon. They were matter at Talmud Chochem to do it ba'ifen harome, because we don't have to be chayish that he'll do the iser ba'ifen that it is also lechatchila. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, boro de tume tzela shel shum. Umonach bebarzo de dano, mokaim sheyesh boi nekev b'chodis. Bahayayin yoitze. So the goyin says pshat, bahayayin yoitze, bahayayin dafke yoitze. So what does the goyin mean to say? The goyin means to say that it's mavur and shulchan aruch. He says Rashi is saying this in the Gemara. That it seems that this is only mutter b'derech harome. Shaloi b'derech harome, it is also because it's nireke misaken chavis. It's like he's being misaken the chavis. So the whole issa of nireke misaken chavis is dafkes v'hayayin yoitze. The wine is dripping out. So there, it looks chloropis that he wants. That's nireke misaken. There you need a harome. But if it's not hayayin yoitze, so memele, there you don't even need a harome. Bechlal, it's not the muchach that he's misaken the chavis. So memele there it's muta lechatchila for lo onarom. So that's Jan Rashi. Mokim sheyesh boi nekev the chavis. Vayayin yoitze. Nois neisham b'shabes listoin vahavik misaken. This is like a misaken. Omarim lechatchila. And with a harom he does the lechatchila. Vayim el atznuye lai bore de tume mechavine. I'm mechavin to put it away, to preserve it. Vayim dovi achiti used to do other things. Ozo noim be mavre, be sfine rechove, hasuye lave ramayim, vehi shel nochi, veyedeu sheverena anochi letzadach, as a garnish to the goy. He just, there's been some on good Shabbos, I want to go to sleep, and the goy fashtay chain alles, and he goes over. V'sayu peiri, u'mishamasham peiris karmoi, v'nimtso shanochi ma'aviroi b'mayim b'shabes. And for the Gemara, harome b'darabononi, ochi gersin, hach harome lavi isur d'iraisu. This harome is not an isur d'iraisu, elo b'isur d'arabon. The whole Arom is only to be matter on Isra Darabona. So the Chassam Sofer learns, the Rashi does not mean to say that Arom is only muta by Adarabona, because we mentioned before, Arom helps by Chalamoid, even though it's a Shaila of Adaraisa. No, Rashi means that this, that Chazal differentiated, that you, a Talmud Chochem, yes, and not a Talmud Chochem, not to make such delicate chalukim, this was only said that he didn't make a loip look. This was only said by Yisurei Darabonim. By an Isser D'Araisa, by an Isser D'Araisa, they would never have said such a thing. Ha charome la b'Yisurei D'Araisa. Elo b'Yisurei D'Rabonim. Dinami ovid mamish b'loi arome. Afilu who do it without arome, ad Rabonim udov. It's only over ad Rabonim. Why is it a drabonon? I says the Amir Lakum Zicha drabonon. As the Shaila of Misakin, so the Ritva says, Ein boy mishum stime, there's no Shaila of a deraise for two reasons. Loi mahadik shapir, number one, it's not such a tight, stopper. That means since it's an oichel is not usually used, an oichel is not used to remain a stima of a chovis. So memela, afilu it is a stima, it's only a stima of the rabbon. Tinami ovid mamish bolo yaro me adarabonu nudova. Hilka. Kiven de tzuva me rabonu nud. Since he is a Talmud Chochem, lo yachmir olay. Tuhu lo yosi le mevad le chathilo le hegye bolo yaro me laver shom lifnei koil. He never would be oivar af adarabonu. So therefore, for him, we were matter to do with tastes ba'oifin haro. The Mishneh Berurah brings down a machloikis of Bizman Hazeh, there are 2 days, if we have today also a tzuve merabonon that is mutter to make these haromas. The Ritve in the Taisis Arosh just tell us klolim that there are different types of haromas, there are no generalities, there are certain haromas that are mutter for everyone. There are certain haromis that are also for everyone, and then there are certain haromis which are only mutter for Talmidei Chachomim, and the Chazal were magdir, which haroma falls into which category. Sok the Mishnah Vayta. Noisnim mayim al gabi hashmorim bishvil sheyotzailu. Now this is a complicated din. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Noisnim mayim b'shabbes, al gabi shmorim anesunim b'meshameres miboidyoy." Now, erev Shabbos, he put shmorim ana meshameres, and the shmorim were being nisbarer. The yayin was nivdal from the shmorim. Started erev Shabbos, is doing it in Shabbos, and that's not his esek. It's already he's not doing any malach. What is he doing? Now, he's pouring some water on the shmorim. Kedei sheyotzailu, sheyutzlulim lozoif. That they should be tzolul lozoif. So we have to understand 3 things. One thing, what the purpose of the mayim is, and then we have to understand what the heter is. So the Mishneh Berurah says pshat as follows. Shmurshin Yotesif Kotn Lamed Gimel says as follows: Sheyiyu Ashmorim Tzlulim, that the Shmorim should be pure. Va'amayim Yozuvu Mehem Im Miktzas Min Hayayim Shenishar Bolu Aboy. That means the purpose of the water is, that means how much of the wine that could drip off from the Shmorim by putting it on the Mishameres, is that amount of wine dripped off already. We still have a little wine that is dovuk to the Shmorim, in remaining on the Mishameres, nothing is going to happen. So the purpose of pouring the water over the Shmorim is that the water will loosen up the remainder of the Yayin that is dovuk to the Shmorim, and it's going to go through the Mishameres, and this he's doing in Shabbos. Now, we have to realize there are 2 big problems over here. We have to picture it as follows. He pours the water. He has clear water. He pours it on the shmorim. Now, when he pours it on the shmorim, so the mele, the wine separates in the shmorim, and you have over here now, if you would stop over here, you have a big mishmash of water with yayin with shmorim, which is not tempting at all. Of a Baruch Hashem, we have a mishameres, so the mishameres makes that the water with the yayin goes down, the shmorim remains. So the problem is, l'chayre, there's a breire on the water that he pours in, through the mishameres. Let's first talk about that problem. He says, because he poured in water, which becomes ochul, and which becomes nistanin al yidei ha-mishameres, and the shayla is, why is this mutter? So the Mishneh Berurah brings down asvare from the Levush. Ba'atam she'ein b'nesinas ha-mayim mishem boire. L'chayr is being mevara, he's pouring this water on the shmorim, well, now it becomes Mu'urib, and now this is Nistan in Ayyidei Mishameres. Sha'amayim Shuhun Noisin Tzlulimein. he put lechatchila pure water. Ve'ein b'hem dovo she'tzorech levarer mehem. You don't have to be mevarer. That means, so bachsach mir, pshat is as follows. You mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer holds, noisnim b'mishameres, noisnim b'tluye, afilu b'shabes. And Rashi says, ein derech breire b'kach. So the Rashi says, why isn't this derech breire? So the Rashi says, because it's memeila. So the Rashi said a yesod in Rabbi Lezer al Kaponim that breire is when a person is doing something. Here he puts the shmorim on the mishameres, and then it's a verb nishtame von sich allein, shvadistanem von sich allein. That is not called breire. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. We hold yechayiv chatas. So what do we hold? So it seems that we hold as follows. If you take a dovor she'enei mevura, and you put it on a machine that's mevara, that's also called breire. Just like oife, I take dough and put it in an oven, I sit back also. And the oven does the rest, but that's meleches oife. So even though meleches breire, there's zicha other oifanim of breire, there's a breire that I participate in the breire process, but al kaponim, we all, this is also boira, to take a dovor she'enai mevura, and to put it on a mishameres that is mevara, also falls into the category of boira. But, if I put on the mishameres a dovor mevura, I put on pure water. So even though in the middle of this process, but I didn't do anything anymore, that means I put on a dovor mevura. Von sich allein ist es geworden. Von sich allein ist es geworden, Mu'uriv. And von sich allein ist es geworden, ist Bara. I mean, that's all happening by themselves. That is not Meleches Boira. Am Meire Dike Chiddish. And I think that's the longest of the Chiddish. That it's only the Meleches Boira when you put a Dover Mu'uriv on a Mishameres. If you put a Dover Tzolo on a Mishameres, and Memela becomes Nisarev, and Memela becomes Nistanin, this is Muta. The Chazon Ish speaks about a similar case, and he brings a raya from this Mishnah. He's speaking about that there was a filter on the faucets, and the filter was full of sand and other foreign substances. And when you put on the water, so the water goes through the filter, so in the betchile, it goes through all the sand, and it becomes mu'uriv in the sand, and the light, it comes out because you have the filter there. So he says, this is mamish, this mishneh. That is the het of this mishneh. Given the sense when the water, but he's turning on the water, more or less it's clear water that's going through. So even though be'emtza haderech, it becomes nisarev with the chayil, it becomes nistanin, it's mutter. That is one problem which the Mishnah took care of. That this is not called boira, since the taruvis is memeila, so then it seems like it be seimach ambalaza svore that the breira is memeila. But now there's another problem. The El Mishulish brings down a problem that lochayre, what is the whole purpose of pouring the water on the shmorim? The whole purpose of pouring the water on the shmorim is to separate the yayin from the shmorim. Fakert, it wasn't dripping anymore, it was stuck to the shmorim. So by pouring the water will separate the yayin from the shmorim. So memele, so this should be breira also. It should be an issa breira for this pool. Now this kashe, he says two terutzim. One teretz he brings from the Mogen Ovitz. The Mogen Ovitz says, "Af al pi shemoitzi es ma'at hayayin habolua bishmorim al yedei hanesines hamayim." So this is called, he's doing a pu'ula of breire. The nesines hamayim is mavdil the yayin from the shmorim. Mikol mokem, כיוון שאין כאן ברירה ישירה על המים, שראי היין אין יוצא בפני עצמו אלא כחלק וכנתפה למים, אין זה מייסה בוירה. That's the mer the svara that he is saying, that means if this pu'ula would separate the yayin from the shmorim, and the yayin would go out bazunda, let's say if he would take shmorim and let's say put it into a hot room, and the heat of the room would create that the yayin that's balu and the shmorim should separate from the shmor. So that's called, I did a ma'isa breire, I separated the yayin from the shmorim. But since over here, when the separation occurs, so the yayin, the ma'at yayin that gets separated from the shmorim becomes nitpal to the mayim, doesn't go out as an entity bifnei atzma, it becomes a chelik of the mayim. That means vinisht vi, you have a watery, you have, there's a ma'at yayin in this mayim, but most of it is mayim. So memele, it is not considered that I took out yayin from shmorim. It's considered that I'm coming out with colored mayim, but it's not considered. You don't rechem the yayin as an entity bifnei atzmoi, since it becomes bald ne'up mu'uriv in nitpal to the mayim. This is a svara that he brings from the Mogen Avos. He brings from the Chidushim and Biurim another svara. The Chidushim Biurim says, Pshat, that since the Yayin is Ma'uriv in the Shmorim, and Mitzad Atzmoy, it won't separate, so it's considered like a mean Echot. So this Yayin that is still stuck to the Shmorim becomes one mean together with the Shmorim. Later we'll see a similar Svara from the Rambam. So by a mean Echot is no Din Boireh. That is what the Chidushim Biurim wants to say. That since it is not separable anymore, so it becomes one mean, and so by Minecha there's no Din Boireh. So the El Meshulish says, and Afkamina, between these two Pshatim will be, if he's permitted to squeeze out the Shmorim Biyodai. According to the Chidushim Biurim, there won't be an Isser of Boireh, because it's called a min echot, and according to the Mogen Avos, there will be an Isser of Boira. That is the chiddush of this first halacha of the Mishnah. Umesaninin es hayayin besudre. And one is permitted to be mesanin yayin besudre. Now exactly what the chiddush of this is, Rashi says, as hayayin bipnei hakmochim shekeirin yensh. This we'll see klarer in the Gemara what the Chiddush is. There's three Mahalchem and Rishayim. Ubekfife mitzres. So this is permissible besuda, ubekfife mitzres. Venoisnin beya bemisanene shalchardel. One is permitted to put a beya in a misanene shalchardel. That's also another heta. Now let us see Rashi, Besudrin ubekvifa mitzris asuye mitzure deko. Kvifa mitzris seems a woven type of a basket, and the things become nisbarer, the shayin becomes nisbarer in this kvifa mitzris, kvifa sal. Venoisnin beya bemisanenes, shachardel nosen bo lehistanin. You put this beye in the misanenes that the chaldol was put there ready from before lehistane, to become sieved. V'koiletes es apsoilis. And the purpose of this misanenes is that it is koilet, the psoilis of the chaldol. Ah, so memele, this was already done before Shabbos, that one had put the chaldol in misanenes shalom, and it is in the process of being lehistane. Now, in Shabbos, he goes and opens up a raw egg, and he puts this also into the upper chelik of the misanenes. So, v'afabeye, hachelmein shalom, the yolk, is native umistanen imoy. This goes through, since the yolk is more or less a slippery substance, a softer substance under the white of the egg. V'havolei l'chalda l'mare. And this will be used for the chalda l'mare. V'achel boin shu kosher nisha l'mailo. This remains l'mailo. Rabbeinu Halevi Pirish, Sinuno Shelbeya Lesoicha Tafshali, the Leila Seichaldo. That we're being Misan in the Beya, it should go into a Tafshal. The Leila Seichaldo. Ube Misanene Shelchaldo Hudishari Mishum Shinu. It seems we are doing the same Inyan that Rashi said. But here, pshat is, we are taking a misanene shel chaldu, which is not oimed bachlal to be misanen beyim, and we are you doing a shinui, we're misanen this beye, that the chelmon should go into the tafshel. Sanene shel chaldu, the shori mishum shinui. That this is permissible mishum shinui. That this is a shinui. One is not usually mavdil the chelmoin from the chelboin with a mesanen neshel chaldu. The yoyred l'soicha ka'ore shehu kli sheini u'mislabei natafshel. So it would seem from the Rabbeinu Halevi that also the kavone of the sinun is lemare. The Gemara says that later, and of Kuf Mem, Lufishen Oisen Oisa Elo Legabe. But the Rabbeinu Levi was Moisev, that this is only permitted to be done if you make the Sinun Al Yedei Shinui. That means you take a Mesanene Shel Chaldu, and with this you separate it. The Rishonim ask Akasha and the Rabbeinu Levi, the Gemara of Kuf Lamed Vova Medalev. The Gemara Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph says as follows. Tana Rabbonon Ein Misanen in Esachaldo B'Misanen Eshaloi. One is not permitted to be misanen chaldo be misanen shaloi. Veim amtikin oise begachelets. So shayl of kibud. Omalei abayil rav yosef. Maish namod is na noisnim beim misanen shal chaldo. You tell me not allowed to be misanen chaldo be misanen shaloi. Maish namod is na noisnim beim misanen shal chaldo. Frek toch de rajbo. De ritva dachstig meer. What's the kasha? Here there's a shinui. Faket, Rabbeinu Levi spelt it out black and white. There there's a shinui. Faket, you use a mesanen nishol chaldul to be mesanen the base. That's a shinui. To be mesanen chaldul be mesanen nisholoi. There's no shinui. So what's pshat the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says a different teretz. Hosam loy merzi kebayra, ochi merzi kebayra. Gemara says go on under the teretz. Let us just mention again, now that we're on this omad, there's a very shvera Rashi, that is the Seisa Rashi we just learned. Le'merzike boire, shekulo yoitza derech ha-misanenes. Rashi Be'yo says, that goes from Asim Chamides ve'estakashe. Rashi Be'yo says that the chelboin remains on top and the chelboin goes through. And Rashi says over here, yet no pshat the Gemara's teretz, le'merzike boire, shekulo yoitza derech ha-misanenes. Ve'mishtayir sham psoilis. It doesn't remain there. L'chayir daf mistam zei fashtem shatn Rashi. If everything goes through, so the whole thing is a galechta. So what's the purpose of putting in the mishanenes? It could be that it goes through slower. That first the chelmein goes and then the chelbein goes. So if we pick up the misanenes after the chelmein went through, so he accomplished it. The besloy merzi keboire, since in Yisod the mishameres is not misanen the chelmein, so it could be that's why that's called loy merzi keboire. The Magi and the Rashba asks on the Chazaynish, He says, Rashi, the Rabbeinu Alevi said that it's speaking about a tafshil. So the Rabbeinu Alevi has here a new problem. He's a problem of mevashel. So he says, shehu klisheni, that it's a klisheni, so a klisheni is not mevashel. So he asks the Magia, and the Rashba asks on the Chazenish, and he speaks about Dvorim akalim lizbashel, that's nizbashel beklisheni. So the Chazenish names on for Adova Poshet Arabei is Adova Dvorim akalim lizbashel. You know to put it into a klisheni. And here we see Kloa Kaponim from the Rabbeinu Alevi, Yer Lusecha Koreshu klisheni mislaben atavshel. Zok the Mishnah weiter, va'oisin anumlin b'shabbos. Anumlin is a type of a beverage. We'll see the ingredients in the Gemara later. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shabbos b'koitz. In Shabbos you're only allowed to make a koitz of anumlin. B'yontiv b'login b'moyin b'chavis. Tzadik Omer hakel lefi ha'irchem. Matters how many people are around, so one shouldn't make klolim samazay between Shabbos, Yontav, and Chalamoy. Login godlo mikais vekotn michavis. Omar Ziri. Now we have to hold cheshbon over here. The Mishnah said umesaninim es hayayin besudre. That's what the Mishnah said. Omar Ziri. Noisin Adam Yayin Tzolu Umayim Tzolulim L'soich Amishameres B'Shabes V'Einei Choshish Aval Akurin Loi. Now Zeiri says, the Mishnah says Mesanin, the Mishnah doesn't speak about Mayim. The Mishnah says Sudrin Mesanin Esayayin B'Sudrin. Ziri says, Noisen Odom Yayin Tzolu, Umayim Tzolulim, L'soich HaMishameres, B'Shabbos. He says, Mayim also. He mentions Tzolulim, L'soich HaMishameres, B'Shabbos, V'Einei Choshish, Havol Akurim Loi. So let us first try to understand what Ziri is telling us. So we have over here, the Goyin on the side explained the Mishnah and the Gemara according to three shittas. First let's explain them, then we'll see it in the Goyin. The shittas Rambam is that the Me'ikar Adin by Yayin Tzolo or Mayim Tzolulim there's no din of Breire. Now first let's define what is the Taich Yayin Tzolo. And why is he being mevareret? Why is he putting it into mishameres? So yayin tzolo, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the machlokes. Others say that's roi lishtois kein leroiv bnei adam. Roiv people will drink it without batting an eyelash. They won't bother to sieve it. Should be more pure. The small, whatever impurities there are in the yayin. That's like that. That's what Daniel Mishulas brings down, the orange juice with the, you have some pulp in the orange juice. It's why people drink it this way. Or it brings down the Mishabur says that maybe you have to have, it's such a matzav tzolul that she roi lishtiyas kulam, that everyone drinks it like this. Now, this person who's putting it into the Mishameres, he's from the roiv or from the kol. That means he also drinks it like this. So tamayin gefallen oder a mishigas oder a frumkeit kovit Shabbos kodesh oinik Shabbos is going to have it should be without any psoilus whatsoever. I mean, so he's doing it not that, so this is not considered he's being misaken the yayin or the mayim because it's misukin, it's drinkable without this. So this thus does not fall into the gather of breire, which the Yisayid of Breir is tikkun ha'oichel, since it is drunk in this matzah. Agav uche, the Bir Aloche brings down from the Prima Godin, when we're speaking about Yayin Solo, that Roi B'nei Yodam, or the Kulam, will drink it like this, if you have one person that's an Istanis, and he won't drink it b'shamayim. He's going to throw up when he has to have it. It should be sieved. For that person is a breira d'iraisa. You don't say botlo daito yetzel kolodom. By this person, he's misakin it. We are not speaking about such a person. We are speaking about a person who loyv. We're speaking about a person who loyv shti loyv that he will drink it without the sinun, but he wants it should be more pure lekovet Shabbos Kodesh. It's a hidder anoinik Shabbos. So meikar adin, this is mutter. This is no breira whatsoever. But the Rambam holds, this is, we'll first say the Rambam sheet, the Rambam holds, the Mishameres, it is also. Shlo yase kederech shu oise b'choil. It's not, it's a vochidik izach. So even though there's no breire, but since the Mishameres is oimed le breire, so memele, so it's shlo yase kederech shu oise b'choil. So you can, but there's no breire de kishayla. So memele, you're permitted to do it only with a suda. A suda pshat is, this is not, a suda means you're gonna take a turban or a scarf and you're gonna put it over there. It's not oimed, this is not oimed to be used as a sid. So memele, so this shinui, so it's not a very kidel shuaisa b'chol. So this is permissible. And memele, one is permitted to do this. So memele, the Rambam made like this. The Rambam learned mishameres that it says in Zeiri's memre, the Besudrin is speaking about Sai Zeiri inside the Mishneh is speaking about Yayin Tzolu. No, the Mishneh is coming to tell us that it is only Mutter Besudrin. And Zeiri is telling us it is only Mutter B'Yayin Umayim Tzlulim. And L'Seicha Mishameres is Labdav, it means L'Seicha Suda, you can use the Suda for Mishameres. Ve'inei Choshish. Avol Akurim Loi. But Zeiri is telling us that this is a Pirish on the Mishnah. That is only Mutal by Tzlulim. But Akurim is also. Now what is the Taich Akurim? Akurim is the Taich that Reiv b'nei Adam, it's akur tzas. And then it's possible to drink it like this. But Reiv people are makbit and won't drink it like this. So akurim is also. Only tzlulim is mutter and only besuda. Now this is the first chelik of the goin. Let us see the goin. Hagoy is agro. Umesanin in es hayayin besudrin. Zuk de goin tzolu. This is a mesanis sayayin, is speaking about yayin tzolu. Kabay shekosov bigmore. Zeiri is explaining the yayin in the Mishnah. Adam yayin tzolu. Vekama besudrin, that what the Mishnah says, besudrin. Lafuki mishameres to osa. Mishameres is taka osa, according to the Rambam. Mishamuv de dechel. Oh, Mishameres, the Gemara, the Gemara says, Mishameres, Hainu Suda, Kein Posek HaRambam. So that is how the Rambam combined Zeiri to the Mishneh. Zeiri is saying Pshat in the Mishneh, and the Losh Mishameres is Lav Davka, and it's only Mutter by Yayin Solo. Let us go further. The Shita Satur is that the Mishnah is speaking about one thing, and the Zeiri is speaking about another thing. The Mishnah is telling us an Issa. Misaninin es hayayin besudrim. One is permitted to be misanin yayin besudrim, and that's davke yayin besudrim. There's no shayla of breire. But Mayim, one is not permitted to be Misanin Besudrin. Why not? Because by Mayim we'll have a Libun Diki Shaila. By Mayim there's a Shaila, and there is a Machlokes now, the Beis Yosef and the Goyin the Mogen Avraham. The Beis Yosef says because we hold Shriyasai Zel Kibusai. So Mamela, even though there's no lichluch at all on the Suda, from that's when we say Shriyasai Zel Kibusai. And the Magen Avraham and the Goyim say, we don't say Shriyasai Zel Kibusai since it is Einei Meluchlich. No, we're afraid, since this is a Suda, we're afraid he might squeeze it out. This is not Oymet to be a Mishameres. This is a Suda, so we're afraid he's going to squeeze it out. And squeezing, then you have a Malab. The Shriya alone is not a Malab. The squeezing is a Tilda of Malab. So Memele, so the Mishnah is telling us, the Misaninin is a Yayin Besuda, and only Yayin is Mutta Besuda. A Mishamere, but Mayin is also Besuda. Because of the Shaila of Libo. Kum Ziri, so Ziri, that's only if you're speaking about a Suda. Oma Ziri, Noisin Odom Yain Solu, Omain Slulim Lesoich HaMishameres B'Shabes. But they nechoishes, that when, if he's using a Mishameres, so then he's permitted to be Misanen Afilu Mayim Slulim. And the Chiddush is by Mishameres, there's no Shaila of Libo. Is Khan Shayla Ben, why isn't there a Shayla of Libun by Mishameres? So if you learn according to the Goyin and Magen Avraham, it's very good, because the whole Libun is a Shayla of Schite, so the whole Schite is, we're only afraid of by a Suda. The Suda is not aimed to remain there. Suda, he might want to wear Yet Shabbos. So by a Suda, we're afraid he might go and be Soichet the Mayim. Mashenkin be Mishameres, that's aimed to remain there. The Beis Yosef, that the lomdis of, according to the Beis Yosef, that the tam, the tur, aser, the suder, b'mayim, is because you say Shri Yosei Zel Kibusai. So then the biraloch and mutz is zer stark. So what is the difference between a mishameres and a suder? He brings down from the Tosfos Shabbos that b'pnei she'osui lekach. But what the lomdus is, Einshah. I don't have a taste for Shabbos, so I'm a male of Esach Nishklo the lomdus. About Kaponim, this is the Shita Satur. Now we'll see this in the Goy. Avol Atur Kosav. So the Tur explains that what the Mishnah says, Mesan and in Esayayim Besudrin is not the way the Rambam learns Dav Kesudrin. Because by Mishameres is a uvda dechoil, afilu by yain slulim. No, the two learns afilu besudrin. Kosh can be Mishameres the mutter. Vekom asudr, so that what the Tanna says, Mesanet a yain besudrin, yain besudrin, the mayim boy also. Ashein can be Mishameres, kmeshikosa begmora umayim. That is the difference between Zeiri and the Mishnah. The Mishnah said in the Suda is only Mutter Yayim, because by Mayim there's a Shash Melabin. But Mishameres, there's no Iser of Mayim. This is a second Pshat. The Rashba says Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking, and the Beis Yosef wants to say that Rashi learned like the Rashba. Rashi says, Yemnei Kmochim Shekeir Yench. That the Rashba learns as follows. We are speaking about Yayin Ochel Ktsas. Now this Yayin Ochel, the Mephoshim explain, it seems in the Rashba also like this, it is not Ochel Machmashmorim. It's Ochel Machmash something else. Maybe that's Pshat Is Kmochim that Rashi says. It is Ochel Ktsas. It is not Solo. Rube de inshi kabdi shaloy lishtoisoy belisinun. They're makbet. It's drinkable, but most people are makbet. So memele, that is pshat in the Mishnah. Umesanin in esayayin sheochel ktsas besudrin. So what is the heter of sudrin? Sudrin, since it's not the derech of sinun besudr, so since we have here a psamotni combination. That Mi'ikar Adin, it seems, is no real breira over here, because Efshe the Mishnah Sihochi, it's drinkable like this. Right? People don't drink it like this. I don't know if, but it's not pshat they can't drink. It's not like an istanis of the Bir Aloche. The pshat is, it's drinkable, but most people are... it should taste better. So they're misanin it. So Vaistois, this is also a psasinun derabonon. Because it's not called, I'm really misakin, it's not called a real tikkun, because it's drinkable without it. So memele, this sinun derabonon, and I'll make a shinui. I'll be misanin it with a suda. So this is mutalagamri. So that's how the Rashba learned shot. The Mishnah is speaking about the misanin in esayayin ha'ochel tzas. Bisudre. And Ziri says, Nois in Odom Yayin Solulum Mayim Tzululum, Nusaycha Mishameres. If it is not Ochel Ktsas, then it's Mutar Afiluba Mishameres. And this is the third Shita that the Goyim brings down. Varajbe Pirish Tekom Asudrim, Dafilu Ochel Mutar. That's how the Rajbe learns Psha. Fresh the Gemara and Ziri Meisvei, Rabin Shimim, Megibli Eloimel. Toyret Odom Chovish al Yayin. Yay, no shmore, a person goes and mixes up. A Chovish al Yayin. He mixes up the Yayin and the Shmorim together. Ven noisin le soicha mishameres bishabes vein echoishish. And he puts it le soicha mishameres bishabes. Ziri said, Klo, davket slulim is mutter. Abel akurim loi. And here it says he's allowed to take Akurim and put it into Mishameres. Pilgimo Ziri Bein Hagito Ishonu. Zot Rashi. Bein Hagito Ireid Ma'arve. He mixes it up together. Bein Hagito Ishonu. Shekol Hayeinois Akurim. Vishoisenoison Bishimreim. Hilkach Ein Kantikun. The belav hochi mishtesi. Now, bein akita ish shonu is means as follows. Here we are speaking about the wine. As soon as you press out the juice from the grapes, it goes into a gas. Now, yayin migitoi means belav grape juice. There was no fermentation whatsoever. And when the yayin was in the gas, so memele, it seems that even though there were shmorim there, kol ayenis akurin v'shoisen oison b'shemreim. That means everyone drinks it together with the shmorim. So memele, so here it seems, why it is that way, it could be in the fermentation process, then perhaps the shmorim become more difficult to drink together with the yayin. But when it's kozman, it's in the matzav of grape juice, it's kol ayenis akurim, v'shoysen oysom b'shemrei, hilkach en kantikon, the belav hochi mishtesi. So here, so this breira, since this is struck, so this is like tzlulim. That means grape juice is drunk Shapiro's wine. You can cut it with a knife. Al Kaponim, that's it. So Memele says, "Ain't kantikon the belav ochi mishtesi." That's how Rashi learns pshat. The Rambam, the Biralocha brings down the Rambam. Bibnei she'oz adayin loy nifreshu hashmorim en hayayin yofe yofe. The Rambam says another pshat. This is similar to what I mentioned before in the beginning of the shiur of the Chidushim of Biurim. It seems that it is all one unit yet. So it's called Amin Echot, that there's no Israel of Breire. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Misanen in es hayayin besudre. Omar Rav Shimi Bachie u bilvad shelo yase gume. He should not make a gume. Shelo yase gume min asudre bifi hakeili ki uvde dechel. Because this is an uvde dechel. Inami osi lidei schite. So this is the that. So this that say by a suda, it's an uvdin dechayil. So if we learn, let's say according to the Rashba, that a mesanin in esayayin is speaking about yayin ochel, the way we had said before, that's maybe the mashmois of Rashi. By Shosef learns that Rashi learns like the Rashba. Say yayin idnei hakmochim. So maybe we're speaking about a yayin ochel. So be'etzem, there is a type of a sinon involved. We were mater with a suda. Rafal piken, it's shloyas gume min a suda ki uvda dechel. That means it's another shinui. We use a suda and we don't make a gume. So it's like the purpose of this shinui is ki uvda dechel. That means because there's some breire is occurring. So memela, we don't make a gume. That's lechel would be very good if Rashi learns like the Rashba. If you learn like the Rambam that everything is also only speaking about a suda, so it could be it's also good. So there's a din, you can't make a gume. You have to take away the tzur of uvda dechel. A meshameres is also uvda dechel. Nasuda gufa begum is also uvda dechel. Inami, a second purpose of not making a gume is osili de schite. That osili de schite. He might come and be soichetit. And he says, good. So this is a din miyuchid in asuda, because asuda is a chash schite, it's not oimid. To be used to be misanon, so he might go and squeeze it out. So memela by not making a gume, he won't squeeze it out. Mustama, it's much easier to squeeze out when there's a gume like this one. It's taut. There's no isa of gume. If it's not taut, then it's easy to be soichet. But if it's taut, he won't be soichet. Won't come with day sleep. Ubikfi for mitzris. Mesanin is a yayin, the kvifa mitzvahs. Zot the Gemara, Omar Rav Chiya Barashi Omar Rav, Ubovat Shali Yagbiya Mikako Isoi Shal Kli Tefach. That this kvifa mitzvah should not be a tefach higher than the kako isakeli. Zot Rashi, Shalo Yagbiya Hakvifa Mikako Is Kli Atachta in Tefach, Kemidas oil. This is also Kemidas oil. So Vaistois is an Israel's oil. According to Rashi, that Rashi also Meshameres Gufa, there's no Israel of oil, only also Uzid the oil. Chazanish says because Rashi holds that a Meshameres is not Masuach, so Mamela there's no Israel oil. It's difficult to understand why by Kvifa Mitzri, here we are Chayish. For the din oil. Abazazak Rashi. Here there's an Isser of if there'll be a tefach higher, so Shaila Vasiya Soyo. Omarat. Hai parvanke apalge de kuve shori. Akule kuve osa. Now what is this? Zakt Rashi parvanke. Beged sheshoitchin al gigis yayin lechasoisa. You have a barrel of wine, and you want to cover this barrel with a beged. Apalge de kuve shori, the lav oyhele havi. Period. Now we have to know what is pshat in this sugya. Taisvis and Beye Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph does not understand this Gemara. Taisvis says we had learned that the Isser of Asiyas oil, if you put down an oil, the Hogein Minatzel, that Sanya, so or Budye maybe, so that is also filled without mechitzes. But Stamazay the other tziyurim of oil. So the Isser is if you make first the Mechitzas and then you make the oil. If the Mechitzas are made already, there's no Isser. Therefore, Taisus brought down a few Gemaras and Beya, you're allowed to put a Kdeira and a Kire, you're allowed to put, if the things are there, the Mechitzas are there already, you're allowed to put something over it even though it creates an oil. So Taisvis asks, so what's wrong with putting a parvanka, which is like, you have a chavis, so you have here the mechitzas already, now you want to cover it. So what's wrong with that? Why is there an iser of asiyas oil? So Taisvis says that it's the chave yaiser midai. This kuve is very large. So this already has a tzure of an oihel als the area sheboy, even though als the intent that won't make it an oihel is not putting it lahogin, but since it's a large area, some emela, there's a isra of a siyas oihel. The Rashba does not understand it. The Rashba asks, so what is the shir? Taisus is very vague. Rechove yoiser midai. No, Rechove Yaiser Midai, so what's the Shia? One Kasha. The second Kasha, the Rashba asks, that it's, what's the difference, a half of it or the whole? It's hey, Lord, maybe half is not so big already. I don't know, but the Rashba did not understand it. The Rashba said, if there's an Isser of Oyel, some Amela, half should also be Yasser. And the Rashi brings the Raya from Budye. By Budye, the whole letter was that you left out a little bit, and then you're allowed to spread out. But like this, you're not allowed to spread out anything. Let's spread out half of the vices. There's no Indian of a half. The Taz, in Simen Shintes Vav, seems to say, I don't know if this is according to Rashi, maybe according to Rashi Zuktachyo, but by half it's not an oil. Maybe this will be understandable according to Rashi. So the Taz seems to say we're speaking about that there are liquids in this kuve. This kuve is there's liquids in it, and you want to protect it. So memele, so the shame oil shaboy is if it's completely covered that nothing can fall in. So here you need mechitzas plus an oil to protect it. So here it would get, even though it's not like lahogin, but it seems as though if it covers it completely, the tzir of the mechitzas, and the cover, if it covers it completely, so that's protecting it, that gives it a shame oil. If you only cover it partially, semela doesn't give it a shame oil. So it could be that is a... Could be in the Lashon of Rashi, it would be Ips Mechuvan, the Lav Oyelahavi. The Rashba himself says that this Issa of putting a Pravanke on the Kuve, it's Merzike Mishama. So Mamela, so that's after if you put it on the whole Kuve. If you put it on half a Kuve, there's no Issa anymore.